This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation and commenting on it. You know, it's always amazing to me how Facebook warriors. We have a lot of conservative Facebook warriors. What are you doing outside of Facebook? No, really. I mean, what are you doing outside of Facebook? Are you doing anything that will actually bring a change or a difference? Because, you know, arguing with people on Facebook, it really doesn't do any good. Nothing's going to change your point of view. Yeah, I tried reasoning with these people. When you get too much into fact with them, it drives them nuts. Because they haven't done the work. The real work it takes. Right? To be able to push back in fact. It's real. It is what it is. And I always love how we get called out of the carpet. As Christians, we get called out of the carpet on a regular basis about science. And I was, you know, my mantra is this. We believe in science. Any Christian who doesn't believe in science doesn't believe in God. Come on, guys. Figure it out. Now, the fact of the matter is that God created science. Science didn't create God. God's the one that decided that certain chemical interactions would make certain things. You know, that H2O actually made water. That was his design. It was what he wanted. All right, so by saying that, what you're saying is God is the God of order. And he's got all these things that interact a certain way. It doesn't just happen because he's, you know, when we want something, we don't just snap your fingers together and you get it. Right? We've got to make the bread. But it's based on the wheat that he gave us. And it's because of him and because of how he designed things to grow in the ground with water and nutrients and all that stuff. It's all orderly. It all makes sense. I always let people challenge me on my beliefs when they don't have any real knowledge. I mean, they're not Christians, and they've challenged me on my Christian belief because they've heard bits and pieces. And inevitably, if they really honestly want to have a conversation, they just don't want to ridicule me. I can't tell you how many people have said, I didn't know that. I have some wrong information here, and I need to go back and look. And I wouldn't even look at a convertum. It was more of a, don't tell me what I can do when you don't even know what my book says. Just craziness. And then the left rejects science on a regular basis. Now, they try to throw stuff up in their faces and make it look like it's us that's rejecting science. But it's not true. I really have started to believe that the left, for all intents, is anti-science. They believe that science is what they decide it is. And it's science as long as it lines up with what they want it to be. Right? I mean, it's... The word science is a universal term, and most people have their own conceptions about what it means, what it represents, what it encompasses. Now, the dictionary defines it this way. Let me see. It's a branch of knowledge or study dealing with a body of facts or truths. Dealing with a body of facts, not wannabe facts, but real facts or truth. It's systematically arranged and showing the operation of general laws. Right? We can all understand that. Systematic knowledge of the physical or material world gained through observation, experimentation. Now, as these definitions show, it's an extremely broad term, doesn't carry much weight all by itself, but when you start putting it together, you can make it work. Like the term sports or religion, the lack of specificity. Right? Like sports. Well, come on. That can encompass what? 150 different things? Religion, same thing there. So the term science, doesn't that take on the same thing? If you just use the word by itself, it doesn't mean much of anything. Now, apart from making observations that cannot be refuted, look, I don't know, is this science or common sense? You turn the flame on, you put your hand over it, you smell skin burning, you're burning. That's kind of, right? Both? Yeah, common sense and science, right? Flame burns skin. There you go. I mean, there's some realities here, and that's based in fact. You saw it happen. You can make it happen every time, over and over and over again. And if you do it every time with your own hand, then maybe you need a little bit more than facts and science. You might need some help. That's a different science. There you go. Now, religion is also a particular set of values adhered to by its followers, right? What form of activity, which sets of values being alluded to varies from religion to religion or belief to belief? Sports, different there too, right? You can't score a basket in hockey. Just doesn't work that way. People will laugh at you, right? Can't score a touchdown in basketball. That won't work out either. The wide array of vastly different ideas that these terms encompass highlights the uselessness of terms in and of themselves, right? Yet when you listen to these debates over issues like climate change, what does that mean? I mean, the climate's been changing ever since I was a kid. Or I should say it this way. The climate's been changing ever since I've been paying attention. How's that? Doesn't it change all the time? Matter of fact, I live in California. I think we have two climate changes here, right? We have a hot season and a cold season. That's really it. When you grow up in New England like I did, you had four seasons easily. And you knew when they were, you knew what they were, and you knew when they came and went. Isn't that climate change? Climate change four times a year. Ain't that hard? But what are we taught? What are we told to believe? And we're told to believe stuff in this area. Oh, I'm far from done with this. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Please answer the question.
To the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, truly. I don't mind you being here. Just behave. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Lots of smart people on the Facebook feed tonight. Really, seriously. Some of you are stealing my thunder, but that's okay. You'll get a giggle out of it when I start talking about it. Same thing in the chat room online at therealsite.com. What do you guys, there's still a lot of people who don't want to use Facebook. I don't blame them. You get sucked in that thing. It's like you feel like you have to respond to everything somebody says. So some of them stay away from it, and I don't blame them. You know? But we've got Austin from Texas. Austin, I hope you're not playing me. I hope that's your real name. Can you send us a copy of your birth certificate? Make sure you... Yeah. Donna Marie from Niagara Falls and Patrick from Clarksville, Tennessee. Always appreciate you guys when you let me know where you're from. I get a big kick out of it. Again, and you that are in areas where we're not on the air, don't feel free to call the station because of you guys. We've actually added stations to the lineup because you've opened your mouth. It's okay to open your mouth and make noise. KQEW FM in Arkansas, thanks for being on with us. I just love the fact that we're picking up a lot of these regional stations, and it's good. It means the local, because the locals listen. I don't want to insult anybody under the range of a big station. You know, it's a little different, but the regional stations, you're tuning in for all the right reasons. KYAH in Utah, thanks for having us join your lineup. I do appreciate those callers as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I want to deal with this science thing because they love playing this on people of God. And not just people of God, they also, you know, they people who are not well educated are too dumb to figure out science, according to some of these people. And if you think about all the things over the years that have been debunked, you know, science was settled on, if you would. You know, all these theories that were taken into consideration that were believed to be true. Now, I'm no scientist, right? I barely got through. I don't even think I got into chemistry in high school. I barely got out of high school. Seriously.
They didn't want to give you any fire.
They didn't want. Yes, we're going to pour acid on, except for Messina. Don't give him an acid bottle. That's not a good thing to do. Yes, and no burner for him. I'll tell you what, Messina, come up here. Just sit next to the desk where I can watch you. But even I know that many of the theories essentially accepted by the educated world at one time or another have been debunked, right? What about the world? You know, some guy tried to actually get me to believe that the world was flat the other day. And his proof was he had some camera video from a weather balloon type of thing. And he couldn't see the curvature of the earth. So therefore, every other picture we have from the earth doesn't count. Only his one picture that he felt showed the earth as being flat. And so when I asked him exactly the point at which I would fall off, like I'm in the boat, in the plane, because if you're not following the curvature of the earth and you're in a plane, think about it. At some point, you're flying off into outer space. Right? That was it. The thread stopped. He couldn't go any further with it. And I'm the idiot. Anyhow, if you think about all that stuff, like is it a flat earth theory, right? There's some NBA players that still believe it's flat. Oh, and then what about that imam? That he tried to prove that the earth didn't spin. It sat still. And the way he tried to prove it, he said, I can prove, because if the earth is spinning as fast as they say it is, and it's round, you should be able to jump in the air and end up in a different place. That simple. I've got so much to say about that, but I'm not going to. Now, I'm going to mispronounce this word, but Ptolemaic view of the solar system was replaced by the Copernican view. See, I sound educated now, don't I? Shut up, don't say it. What? Only to be superseded by the Kepler and then Newton's observations, which informed our modern understanding of how the solar system works. Think about all the things that have changed since you were a kid. Pluto's a planet, it's not a planet, it is a planet, it's not a planet. Now they think they found more planets, right? All this stuff. And those who presume science to constitute an unassailable argument for any argument, they don't really understand what science is all about, do they? Because science is constantly changing as well. They don't consider the differences between a scientific theory and a scientific law. Look, it's still called a theory of evolution for a reason. Yeah, some of you lefties will have to work that out. See, my argument over the theory of evolution has always been the same, right? I wouldn't even have a problem being a Christian saying, all right, God sent that whole thing in motion. But here's the thing, and Kerry, you stole my thunder in Facebook. But I'll go back even further. I've always said this, look, let's say that as Christians, we could buy into evolution. Well, you guys claim there was nothing here. that there was total nothingness. So I always ask the same question. I would love for a scientist, and they can't do it. I've even got CDs on, and we watched a show, I don't know, you weren't into it like I was, but we were watching a show about how the universe came together. And there were so many assumptions. I think the guy used the word assumption more than there were periods in the whole thing. Well, the assumption is, and we have to assume, and we've assumed that. You know, I thought, really? Seriously. And I'm the one? I'm the idiot for having faith in a God that you say I can't touch, see, smell, taste, whatever? Right? It takes faith to believe in God, but it doesn't take faith to believe that out of absolutely nothing. You can't say it was a vacuum of space because it didn't exist. There was nothing. And then out of this, let's say I've taken enough hits off the crack pipe to believe that there was nothingness. And these two atoms came out of nothing. I don't know what created them. I don't know how they got there, but there was only two. And in this vast field of nothingness, they somehow collided. These two minuscule atoms in the vast nothingness of the universe both ignored the red light and collided, and it created this big bang, this massive bang, massive release of power. And, I'm going to have to hit another one here, but I know enough to be dangerous and enough to make you guys crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. So much going on up there. The writers, we have writers up there. Please go ahead and take a read of some of their articles and let them know what you think. Whether they're off, on, crazy, not crazy, whatever works out. And again, as I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. Anyway, I have fun with this stuff, and I have fun with this stuff because look, I'm a simpleton. I don't have 15 college degrees. You know, I barely made it through high school, that kind of stuff. And I had some great teachers in high school, though. I mean, really down-to-earth people at a time when I guess it was okay to be down-to-earth. I don't know. And if you missed all this, I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. You got to pick up in the last segment. And I'm going through this whole thing with the Big Bang Theory because, you know, they say that people of God, you know, we don't believe in science and we don't this. And you find out after a while, it's really the left that doesn't believe in science. There's so many things in science that they refute. But I already went down the road of you know, what my thoughts are here, so I'm going to finish that up before I finish up the story, obviously. And the reason it's called a theory is you realize that they really can't tie anything together. This is a storybook to a big degree. They find little bits and pieces in our... How many times have they found the missing link, right? Only to find out later on that it really wasn't the missing link. They were so excited that they... Look it. I'm going to be, it's not vulgar, but it's not going to make you happy either. How many of you, don't raise your hand, I don't want you to get in trouble, right? How many stories have you heard about somebody, they went out, they found the love of their life on a Friday night after 7 whiskeys and 4 beers. This was the person they were going to be with for the rest of their life. Because they make them feel so wonderful. And then 3 weeks later, they break up. And this is a cycle over and over and over again, right? Well, this is what happens when they find these fossils or they find something that looks... They want it so bad to be right. They want it to be so... They make things up around it. They're just not real. And I believe, because, you know, the Bible says, right, that God would confound the smarty pants, right? The wise ones. Well, I think that's exactly what's been happened here. They can't accept the fact that there might be a supreme being, a higher power, a god, if you would, that they have to make up all kinds of stories around it. They have to stretch. They have to make the leap. They have to hypothesize. So like I said, you have this Big Bang Theory. I want to know, first of all, if there was absolutely nothing here, no God, no nothing, where did the atoms come from? And how did they find each other? And were there only two? And who created them? Why did it only create two? How convenient. And then when those atoms hit, and all that energy was released, did it only go out in one direction? Did it go out? I mean, they don't have answers for all of this, not any real ones. And then billions of years go by. And in all this happenstance, the planets line up just perfectly. Right? All this stuff just happens. Remember, this is all chaos and mistakes. Right? Think about that. It's all chaotic, and it's all mistakes through mutations. Right? Through something going bad. And there's so many missing pieces to this, they don't even think about it. I was joking before we went to break. How many times have they found the missing link only to find out that it really wasn't the missing link at all? They had forced the bones together because they wanted it so bad. There's no transitional fossils, right? So don't you think that over a period of years, maybe they talk about how these mutations take millions of years to happen. Don't you think over the millions of years, there would be some transitional fossil somewhere of one species, any one of them? And why is it the species can't interbreed and come up with something? They can't. Right? You know, birds can't breed with foxes and come up with flying foxes. It doesn't work that way. And the mutations. You know, they try to sell you like this. So I'm watching this program, and they talked about the black bears, or brown bears, I'm sorry. So the brown bears here first, and then life started to change, and things started to go sideways, and then all of a sudden we had a mutant bear, one white bear. Okay? The white bear, it was because of atmospheric whatevers. And then what happens is, the white bear obviously breeds and has more white bears. And then the temperature gets a little too warm for the brown bear. So the brown bear starts moving south. Well, in this case, we still have a brown bears, we still have white bears, and we even have black bears. But in a lot of these other mutations, if you would, as they move through them, where's the original species? These other ones, where's the original species? What? God took the species? No, he's the original one. I agree with you there. You won't get an argument from me. Okay, let's go to the phone. We have Mary from my hometown of Massachusetts. Mary, you with us?
Yep.
Yep. Cool. Where, if you don't mind me asking, whereabouts in Massachusetts? Give me an area. You don't have to give me the city. Western?
I live in a small little town.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I grew up in the north end of Boston. That's why I was asking.
Oh, I live in... Okay, I'll tell you right now. I live in Chicopee.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool. So tell me, what do you... You don't agree with me, huh?
No, I said I agree with you. I was watching one of your videos, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so right about everything he said.
Would you... Hold on. Can I get my wife on the phone? Would you tell her that?
Sure. Kimmy, if you don't stop, I'm going to kick you in the butt.
No, it's like they try to make us feel so stupid. If we don't graduate from college and we don't have all the PhDs and everything else, we're just simpletons, you know?
Okay, this is the thing. I have four kids. I didn't graduate high school, and DSS took my kids, and I never abused them.
Wow, that's not right. It's just not right. And they're heading in that direction here. In California, they're heading in a direction where if they don't feel like you're educating your kids, if they don't feel, no proof, if they don't feel like you're educating your kids properly, if you're not feeding them properly, if you're not giving them the proper medical care that they think, they could take your kids away.
No, my kids were always at the doctor's. They were always in school. I don't think a one-year-old should be in school.
No, I don't think so either.
And another thing they held against me is because I'm slow learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
They used that against me.
Yeah, that's not right. We know that's not right. Hey, Mary, we're coming up on a break.
And they got away.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And they got away with it, too.
Well, Massachusetts, you know, I hate to admit it's my home state, but there's a lot of weird, sick things going on there. The government thinks they can do. And again, listen, thanks for listening because we're coming up on a break. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your call. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I will finish this up. I was just saying, I hate doing this. I figured you're going to give two segments to something. Four segments later, I'm still into it. You know what I mean? And we're going to go through, I'm going to finish the story I originally started with, which had to do with climate change and why scientists are so out of their minds. Head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you were taught to hate that you don't have to hate. You just got to understand. It's really that simple. And even that ain't that hard. Head up there. I'll wait. I can see when you buy the books. So what should I do? We'll get everybody's out. See, they tell me where they're from. They don't realize that's why I'm doing this.
Stop it. I'm going to have to shoot you.
Yeah. No, really. So if we don't get any orders from Niagara Falls, I'll know who it is. If we don't get them from Tennessee, I'll know who it is. We don't get them from Massachusetts. You've got to go find those things later. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm going to finish this up on the side of the break. I promise. We'll be right back.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in a runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A whole bunch you can do up there. Not while we're on the air, though. Do it afterward. I go out of my way to bring real sponsors, people that, like, everybody needs to make money. We believe in capitalism on the show, right? But I only bring sponsors that can actually do something for you, that are honest people that really care about what they're doing. They don't just care about the almighty dollar. They care about helping people out as well. So, you know, David Fisher and the team over at Landmark Capital have agreed that those callers who initiate a trade or an IRA paperwork with Landmark Capital by April 30th. That's the end of the month. Come on, 30 days. Not April Fool's joke either. And make a $25,000 purchase or more, will receive with their shipment 10 free silver piece dollars. Now, free is good, and they're silver. But for no other reason. Maybe you don't have that money right this minute. You will. You may have it something else. I don't know, but you've heard David on the show. You know he's an honest and fair guy, and he'll help you save your money. He'll help you. And I don't mean, when I say save your money, I don't mean so much in the growing way. I mean making sure the government, now you've heard about the coming bail-in, or what looks like might be a bail-in. It's already being done in Europe. That's where they kind of freeze or borrow your retirement money. And the government will have, they actually already have the ability to do that. So 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. 715-7311, or head over to landmarkgold.com. Come on, write that down, landmarkgold.com. And get, just get informed. All you got to do, that's what I try to do in the show, get you informed. I'm not always right, not the smartest guy in the room. But I just try to give you information so you can make decisions on your own. Right? You know, you'll never hear me say, well, there might be very on very few things. But you'll never hear me say in general, I'm right, you're wrong, get with the program. So we're talking about the Big Bang Theory. Talking about all these scientists who don't believe it takes any faith to believe in this. I think they're out of their minds. Of course it takes faith to believe in this stuff. You serious? And then the left, who loves to make fun of like people like me on the right, who loves to make fun of Christians because, you know, we believe in God. We don't believe in science. And as I said at the top of the hour, no, the only difference is we believe that, you ready for this one? This is like a really novel idea. We think that God created science. Science did not create God. Science is not the catch-all to everything in every way. I know you guys would love to believe that. But I would love it, if one of you scientific types would come on the air with me and explain to me. God, I'm not a well-educated guy, like I said. Wouldn't be that hard for one of you educated types to, you know, take me to task, to teach me. I don't mind being taught. But think of all the theories that you guys have come up with that end up being flushed. Because you're wrong. And you've been wrong. You know? Anyway. And thank God nobody ever, like, beat up on that Earth is flat thing, right? But because they came up with these ideas, they came up with these thoughts, and they pursued them, and they went looking for them, this is how they found out a lot of the truths that they have. This is how they kind of grow and move forward and come up with more fact. But the problem is that those who don't believe in a God, those who just don't see any reason, there could be no way, no how, when they find some of these theories, when they try to work through these, they come at them already deciding there's no God. So if it even looks like it was created by a supreme being, had something to do with a supreme being, it can't be true. We got to get rid of it. We got to go flush it, right? You look at these studies and data that have happened over the years. How often have they changed? Come on, honestly. On a pretty regular basis, don't you think? They always come up with stuff and they go, like, you know, Pluto, like I said, I joke about it. Pluto was a planet, then it wasn't a planet, then it was a planet, then I mean, come on, help me out here, will you please? Which is it? You're confusing me. And again, like I said, I'm no scientist. I don't claim to know a lot about science. I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the room. But you know as well as I do that a lot of these theories have been overturned and pushed aside. You think all the fields in science, remember we talked about this earlier, you know, when you say religion, you encompass every kind of belief system there is. Same thing in science. But think about all the theories that have been debunked, if you would, in biology, chemistry, astronomy, cosmology. I'm not talking about the application of makeup. Geography, psychology, medicine, yeah, and even climate. I mean, but all those areas, you think, in medicine, things that they thought worked that didn't work, that were helping that actually weren't helping. So, again, we go through all these changes, so you know anytime somebody says it's settled science, you need to question it. Anyway, if you consider the wealth of information available to us today, and the computer's made it easier, you know, whether you like them or not, whether I like them or not, and I'm not a big computer fan, I really think they made us lazy in a lot of ways. But when you think of all the information available to you on a computer, that you can get at the tip of your fingers, you can pull together, and I'm like snapping your fingers. And you would think it would have made it easier, faster, quicker to come to the reality of what's happening. But you've got so many differing ideas, differing facts, which is beyond me. I don't know how you get differing facts You stick your hand over a flame and you burn the skin. That's a fact. That just happens. And it's going to be the same every time. If you stick your finger over the open flame and you don't get burned, then something is different, is it not? Now, you may have considered that to maintain funding. Yes, it comes back to the money. Sorry. Often, they have to come up with the noteworthy results. They have to come up with the results that the college or the facility needs to have in order to continue to get the grants from the federal government to dip into your taxpayer wallet. You think about how fast data is manipulated, statistics. You know, and again, when somebody says 95% or 98% of scientists believe in climate change, you have to dig down and see what the questions are. What scientists were they talking to? What group of people were they talking to? Is it 95% of all the scientists in that field? Or in a certain group of colleges? And you've had scientists that have actually left colleges, stopped doing because they wouldn't be bullied anymore. And they've said it's all a bunch of bunk. It ain't true. Right? If you look at climate change in particular, I mean, we've done stories about this all when it started back in the 70s, right? And you wouldn't be able to inhabit New York. By now, two-thirds of the Earth's, according to these guys, back in the early 70s, I think it was. I don't know when the first Earth Day was, but that's when these predictions came about. And they never pulled them back. Two-thirds of the Earth population should be dead. We were going to die by famine because there wasn't going to be enough rain. Soil wasn't going to be right. And you should have heard all the doomsday stuff they were talking about. New York, because all the ice caps would melt and New York was going to be uninhabitable because it would be under 8 feet of water or whatever it was. Just craziness. And none of it has happened. Not one thing that they claimed would happen has happened. And as they kept changing it over the years, guess what? Nothing still has happened. The Earth's climate changes. No kidding, really? It has since it started spinning. The term climate change itself means, think about it, it means nothing. Like looking at your kids and going, you're going to keep growing. No kidding. Outwardly, round, tall, whatever. Mentally. First it was global warming. Remember that? Dr. Al Gore and his army of blind mice? They came out, they realized that even the cherry-picked data they were relying upon, guess what was happening? It was blowing up in their faces. How they get people to keep believing this stuff is amazing to me. They essentially replaced that term with climate change. You know, global warming, now climate change. Because that's all encompassing, isn't it? You mean it's like the Ice Age, right? It would seem to fit into a really broad definition. Now, Professor Richard Lindzen, a professor of atmospheric science at MIT, explains environmentalists ignore the fact that the Earth and its climate are dynamic. Guess what? This is an MIT professor. He says they're always changing, and they don't need any external forces to do so. He'd lose his job next week. He won't be around for long. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you're a Facebook listener, we have to reset every hour, the top of the hour. So if you want to maintain, you got to restart it. Otherwise, join us again. We're back at the top of the hour. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live.